these dreams can't compare to what I'll see. Rivers flowing underneath, but with prayer it's reachable. Garden so beautiful, and homes that shine in silver and gold. I'll never pass my greatest chance to be free from this world.
Angels at the gates,
welcome us with praise.
Enter our gifts alone,
and live on this greatest land. Allah's gift to us,
built with precious love,
gardens of paradise. I trade it for this world.
Just think, a gentle breeze, a fragrant wind, in a place you cannot see, where you'll feel peace for eternity.
And I pray that both my parents have a place under God's eternal shade, where serenity is the only thing you'll feel. فيا جمال حياتها مع الحبيب المصطفى وريحها أنهارها وطاب نعيمها.
Hello to all the listeners out there who is tuning into Daily with Namana, with your host Namana FA podcast show. Inshallah, you guys are enjoying this cold weather that we are having, and we're going to crack on with the show basically. So today's show is going to be a start of a religious-based series that I've been thinking about for a while, of how should I continue my podcast, because though I like talking about current affairs, I wanted to introduce some Islamic topics as well. So I thought I'll start on Fiqh, which is one of the units I have learned in Islamic studies. But before then, I'm just going to read a quote from you guys. So yeah, you will never see a better challenge than a person with disabilities trying to do the same things that we take for granted. And that is from Joe of AITISK. So read that again. You will never see a bigger challenge than a person with disabilities trying to do the same things that we take for granted. So I just thought I read that quote because it relates to me in many ways as someone who has disabilities. And it's just a nice thing. And linking to that, I'm just going to read another to one of my friends, Kate Hanley, put this out a few years ago, but I thought I'd read this out because it's still relevant to this day. If anyone does sign language via SSE, they are doing it to spread positivity and inclusion. It doesn't matter if you get some signs wrong. Everyone makes mistakes, but making mistakes is part of learning. Please don't make someone's confidence down or make them feel low by giving them hate. They may not be professionals, but they just want to help you. It is a great skill to have in life, and it can help so many people. Think before you write or speak. A negative comment to someone who is trying to help people. You don't know the damage that you might cause that person. So be kind. You may not know what the person is going through at the end of the day. Just remember to help and support each other. If you don't enjoy it, that's fine. It is your choice. But don't ruin for people who want to learn it and are trying to the best their ability. So that is just a little reminder about sign language and just being inclusive. I have got something related to mental health as well. So I'm going to read that out, and then I'm just going to just basically what I've my life. Mental health crisis. Crisis S. 0115 844 1846. So the red column, red light. 0115 844 1846. Crisis line. 0808 196 3779. Crisis line. 0808 196 3779. Or text NOTS to 85258. Amber Lie, depression, anxiety, stress. Talking therapy. 0333 188 1060. And a green light is looking after yourself. Every Mind Matters website. nhs.uk/every-mind-matters. nhs.uk/every-mind-matters. So that is basically all of the quotes and little bits I have got you for guys this podcast show. Just a little update. College has been alright. Year two now of the health surgery course, so my last year of college. It's going alright. I've got the exam in January, and the weather wise is amazing, so make sure to wrap up, because if you don't, you don't want to get yourself falling, I should say that. And please remember to look after yourself physically and mentally, because a lot has gone on. And remember to help others in need if you can, despite the cost of living. Stay strong, stay awesome, and I love you guys so much. So basically, the series I'm going to be doing is related to my religion, Islam, and what I've been taught in Islamic classes. So I thought I'd start with fiqh. So I'm going to be reading, so it's a basic guide to fiqh for purification according to Hanafi fiqh. So fiqh level 1. So I'm going to do the comprehend of religion. Definition of fiqh and the purpose of fiqh. So I'll be discussing that. And then if I get a chance to, I'll do the cleanliness. But if not, it'll probably just be that. Because I thought I've got like this guide, and I want to explain to you guys certain things, and it will help you along the way. So that when you want to help people in need, spread knowledge. For example, I'm learning PSSC myself, Nishita_sign_ in my social media, in case you guys want to check me out. I'm learning, I'm doing my BSR level 1 course as well. I forgot to mention, I did that last month now. And alhamdulillah, it's been going all right. I do have an exam, well, it's 3 units this year. It goes so quick, the time, not even joking. So stay strong and stay awesome. And what I'm going to do now, I am going to play you guys a nasheed because my podcast episodes are maybe going to be quite short because A, I not have much time to record, and B, I've not been well. So I'm basically regrowing my podcast because I've been doing it for so long due to college, and I took a break with family reasons. So I'm slowly building myself again. 15 to 20 minutes of podcast episodes each time I do. So there'll be either once a week, twice a week, or one or two every 2 weeks. I don't know at the moment. And I'm going to try and get some guests in to talk about some things. So like Sister Irene listening, Pam, anyone else who would like to come on, you're more than welcome to. If you like to eat, please email dailywithnamana@outlook.com. dailywithnamana@outlook outlook.com. So I just thought I'd give you guys that message because everyone's been asking how can we contact you if we do have Instagram. So I thought I'd do that way because I know a lot of people would like to get involved in being guests on here or even just helping me. And or if you have my number, you can text me and I'll book you in as well. Well, what am I book you in? I mean, discuss kind of thing. But yeah, I am going to play you guys I'm gonna play you guys Aslamu Alaikum, but the Arabic version, sung by one of my dear friends, Amna Deeb Hussein. This is her second release, and I am going to play you guys in a second, so stay tuned for the second half, where I'm going to be doing the start of the Fiqh level 1 components of his religion, the definition of Fiqh, and also the purpose of Fiqh. Please remember, I am not professional, and if I make mistakes, please forgive me as well. But until then, I'm going to play you guys the she break, inshallah.
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة زرفت عشقا فعتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة زرفت عشقا فعتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي قلب بالحق تعلى وبغاره راح تعلى يبكي يسأل خالقه فعتاه الوحي فعشرق قلب بالحق تعلى وبغاره راح تعلى يبكي يسأل خالقه فعتاه الوحي فعشرق اقرأ اقرأ يا محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول
جئت قصابا لرسول الله مهبا في الروضة سكنت روحي وجوار الهادي محمد يا طيبة جئت قصابا لرسول الله مهبا في الروضة سكنت روحي وجوار الهادي محمد
السلام عليك يا
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله
Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Namala with your host Namala FA. Inshallah, you guys enjoy Raqqadayna sung by Amnah Deep Hussein. You can find it on YouTube. Amnah Deep Hussein is a singing account, singing YouTube channel, and then her main bloggy channel is Amnah TH. So, before the break, I just did some quotes, mental health, and a bit about myself, what I've been up to, and mentioned about what I'm going to be talking about now. So, I'm going to be starting a series called Fig Level 1. So, today I'm going to talk. So this episode I'm going to be talking about the components of religion, the definition of fig, and the purpose of fig. Component of religion. So there's three different sections of it. So we have the deen, which is the religion, aqeedah, which is the belief. So the three bits are aqeedah, beliefs, fig, Islamic laws, and doxia, which is self-purification. So those are the three types. It is vitally important to know what are the components that are making the deen, religion of Islam. A person will enter be astray or lacking an individual for in Islam, adopt or and practice the three compartment. After reciting one agia, so beliefs, it is necessary to attract the knowledge of fiqh, Islamic laws, because the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depending on it. It is incumbent upon the seeker or individual to acquire knowledge of all compulsory and obligatory acts of Sharia, Islamic laws, which we are commanded to do, and so we must perform them correctly. Likewise, it is also incumbent upon us to acquire knowledge of all such affairs that are not permissible and against the Islamic laws. So we must guard against them. So that is the component of it. Definition of fiqh. Fiqh literally means understanding in Islam. It means understanding the Quran, Sunnah, and the practice, applying it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the meaning of the Quran and his Sunnahs practically to his companions. The companions passed that knowledge to their student, both text and meanings. The knowledge further was documented and categorized by the imams of fiqh. Though it is much easier for the common man to act upon Quran and Sunnah with authority. The purpose of the fiqh is that knowledge of it is to apply in one life and to be conveyed to others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, and to gain his favour in this life and hereafter. So, JazakAllah for listening. That is just a bit about from Fig Level 1 study guide that I've been used in my Islamic studies so far. The components of his religion, definition of Fig, and also believers, the purpose of Fig. I'll be talking about next, probably the cleanliness and the Istanja. So they're linked together, and then touch on Wudu as well, but it mainly can be them too. So I'll be talking about next. Yeah, it's important to talk about Islamic topics in there. That's why I'm going to be introducing them, as well as like guests and other topics as well. So, JazakAllah for listening. Make sure you guys enjoy it. I'm not sure when the next one's coming out. It's probably maybe tomorrow. It may be next week. Who knows, basically. But they will be rolling again slowly, inshallah. Slowly but surely, step by step, baby steps, and keep warm, stay hydrated, and until next time, assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah, barakatuhu, peace out for now, bye.
These dreams can't compare to what I'll see. Rivers flowing underneath, but with prayer it's reachable. Garden so beautiful, and homes that shine in silver and gold. I'll never pass my greatest chance to be free from I pray that both my parents have a place under God's eternal shade, where serenity is the only thing you'll feel. Faya jamal hayatiha ma'a al-habib al-Mustafa wa rihuha anharuha wa my parents.